We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Well, it's Monday.
It is Monday. Live show. I love doing live shows.
Yes,
There's no take-backs, so when you cuss, you actually have to cuss, and for a good reason.
I mean, we never have any take.
No, everything makes us happy.
Yeah, what does piss off John? You're asking.
There's one story today that starts with how to piss off John, so we'll get to that.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. Always want more ammo.
Well, this is Google specifically pissing off John, so I don't think you could do it. Not that you couldn't piss me off, but that's another story.
Yes, we both have talents for that. So today, I am in beautiful Victoria, B.C., melting in my very seat. It is not supposed to be this hot here.
Aren't you guys like near the North Pole or something like that?
We're at the southernmost point of Canada, I think, almost, in terms of heat. It's usually pretty nice and mild, but...
As a crow flies, how far are you from Seattle? You guys aren't that far from, like, the Washington State, are you?
No, I don't know how many hundred miles, but it's only a 40-minute flight, if that.
All right, that's not bad. It's a couple hundred miles.
Yeah, and it's... it's sweet. I love living so close to Seattle. It's great. But they must be feeling it too. I mean, it's like, I'm trying to figure what it would be in Fahrenheit, but it's 30 degrees Celsius probably, around there, which is,
yeah,
I don't know,
I think like 12% of our audience will understand the conversion there, but I know I don't.
Well, pretty much everyone in the world except Americans will understand it.
You know, when I was a kid, that was a big thing. And those of us closing in our 50s remember this, that there was this whole big push right around the bicentennial that we're going to convert to metric, and it just disappeared. We were going to fold in line with the rest of the world, and for some reason, we didn't. But then I guess that's not to be surprised. I mean, that's what we Americans do. We are our own beast.
Nonconformists, damn it.
Yes, that's why we're so cool.
They must have thought I was socialist, I guess. Anyways, let's get to things here. We're ruining our track record of not talking about crap too much. Okay, so let's start with a bit of news here. I got to get to my notes, and well, since you made them, why don't you start?
There's a couple on here at the beginning, but the one that just caught me by surprise, and I was worried about it at first, was the Google Keyword Tool. We all rely on that so much, and they are making it private, which means that we're just not going to be able to send the client to it anymore, say, hey, you can look at this, or go in and scrape it for data like we used to, which is probably the main reason they're making it private. But I was worried that, because they're putting it behind the AdWords login. So, it's always been an AdWords tool, but now actually you have to log in to get to use it. And I was worried that, we're going to have to figure out how to get all our clients and all the people across our organization AdWords logins and stuff. But the good thing about it is any Google account password email that you have, you just log in with any Google account email. And you have access. You don't have to have AdWords. You don't have to do AdWords. You just have to have a Google account. And they will ask you for your location and your time zone, I think. But once you do that, you can find it in the tools section of AdWords. You drop down, and there's the keyword tool, and it looks just like it used to. So
they ask us that stuff? I mean, come on. Isn't that like them just toying with us? They already know that.
Well, they want to make sure that they're working with the ones you want. So you might be living in New York and doing AdWords for somebody in Texas. I don't know.
Well, it's AdWords Keyword Planner, too. That's what it's going to be called. And I gather it's going to have some more functionality.
Actually, I did. I looked in. I've already logged in, and it's already there. And they have both.
Oh.
They have a Keyword Planner and the Keyword Tool. Whether they're going to merge them into one at some point, I don't know. But right now, both of those are in there.
I'm frankly surprised that they've waited so long to make that private. I mean, it's right up Google's alley right now, everything, including Google Plus is all about sponsorships, all about getting people in Google Plus. Well, this is a great way to get to become to Google.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree. I don't know why it took them so long.
It's a standard push.
People are using that thing. They're scraping it. They've figured out ways to pull data from it. And that's probably going to cost them a lot long-term as far as, processing and computer speed. So they're probably saving themselves a lot of headache by making it private.
Well, we, at one point, I don't know how many hundreds of hours I put my programmer through this, but we were going to create our own system as well for doing this kind of research and stuff, and it just became too unwieldy. Frankly, things changed, too, mid-programming. It's like, oh, screw this. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but Google's already got it. We'll just log in and do it. I mean, again, it's just a login, so it shouldn't be that big a difference.
Well, but it doesn't have everything you might want sometimes, or, it doesn't have memory of what was good for your own clients. There's certain benefits we were hoping for.
That's true.
It's done, whatever. There's other systems out there that have great tools, and I'd rather just pay them for it. In terms of the time I spent, it's cheaper.
Have you ever used WordStream? I used WordStream a couple of years ago, and it had some really interesting features as far as tracking which keywords you have content for. Which keywords are related and doing the keyword research. It's actually really good.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet. I've heard a lot about it. I've seen a lot about it. Certainly a lot of ads.
Yeah, they do promote the shit out of things. Oops.
Yes. If anyone has ever heard the...
Heard what? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm trying to think of that other radio show. See, I'm very hot, and I haven't had my lunch.
You get lunch?
Yes, I do. I really do.
All right.
Anyway,
so what else is on our list of things happening?
Well, the Google changing the navigation of webmaster tools, it must be kind of soft news because I haven't heard much about it.
So do you know what the navigation
changes are?
Let's
go check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to link to it right now. So I haven't heard this either. This is something George Producer put on our list to talk about today. So we're going to all find out together what's going on.
Okay, well, so far it doesn't look that impressively different. But let's see here.
They're just rearranging things, I think, to make more frequently used tools. But this is soft news. This is a soft change. Nothing dramatic for us here.
It's really weird, actually. I don't really see it here. I guess... I must be in Canada. Well, that's right, I am.
That kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense a little bit. They're changing the, now they have everything grouped and you can open up and see the different tools under different sections. They're refocusing on stages of search, which makes a lot of sense. So the first stage is crawl. So they get the tools related to crawling under crawl, then the indexing, and then traffic, and then search appearance, how you appear in search. So that kind of makes sense, but I don't think it's a huge deal. It's not new features. It's just reorganizing how you get to it. So
they're all on holidays, man. They're just putting stuff out to make it look like they didn't work.
Yeah. So if you go to your Webmaster Tools and it looks different, just dig around. You'll find what you're looking for. Sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for anyway in there, so maybe this will make it easier. We'll see.
One thing that was interesting, on another note, is you've been helping me just clarify a few pieces of info on authorship, but one of the things that what I'm trying to do is put together this authorship how to, or just every which way I could think of that you could implement it. I think it's going to turn up pretty handy. But the one thing that I found interesting was there was a video between Othar, I forget his last name, and Matt Cutts talking about authorship at Google. And they were talking about, you know, this is how the New York Times does it and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went to, they don't have it. Why the hell wouldn't they have it?
Well, wait a minute. See, did you look, how many different authors did you look at? Because the way that we do it in the publishing space is make it available, and then it's up to the individual authors to actually set it up. So, and our system is dynamic, so if the author doesn't set it up, you don't see the code on the page, and theirs probably is too. So how did you determine whether or not they had it or not?
Yeah, I went to a couple authors. I mean, I guess I could go to more. But
So the easiest way to determine if they have it is do a site search.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Do a site colon search for NewYorkTimes.com and then just start scrolling down the pages to see if it ever pops up. So, you know, if it pops up in some cases, that means they have it enabled, just not all of their authors are using it.
That is easier. What I was doing was the structured markup tool. I was just using that to test the sites.
Yeah, may or may not work based on how dynamic their system is. Like ours, if the author hasn't set it up, the code doesn't appear on the page.
Right. Well, they definitely have it in play on some of them. You're right. Now, the funny thing is, though, if I had a business like that, you know, New York Times and all, I would make it. I'd insist on it just for the benefits.
You know, being in the media space, lots of newspapers, you can insist all you want. Doesn't always happen.
Well, New York Times has a history of being pretty intense. You know, you do it or you don't. You get the hell out. That's the impression I always got anyway. I'm just kind of surprised because, you know, with that authorship appearing, that's going to make a big difference in terms of click-throughs.
Yeah, it's a big difference in terms of lots of things.
Yeah. And anyways, it's been pretty eye-opening for me. I already had it set up on my sites and stuff for ages now. But, you know, it's one thing just implementing your own, another thing creating a resource. Yeah. It really a lot.
So when you emailed me earlier today to ask some questions, I didn't realize you were writing something that I should get credit on. So I'm just putting that out there.
Further. I'll put a special thanks and a little bow and a pink pony for you at the end.
Can you make it white? I want a white pony.
Oh, white pony, okay. All right, fine. I'm trying to make it for that could use the help, and really, a lot of them find, I do too. I mean, look how much work I had to do to find all this stuff.
So it's kind of interesting because it kind of ties into one of the other news items. Hostime, who picked us as a pretty high, one of their favorite blogs, actually is now starting a list of their best shows of the month, and our authorship show was selected as one of the best shows in June last month, so the show we did on authorship.
Nice.
Best tech podcast of the month.
So they must know that we're mentioning them and we're giving them a little press.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're mentioning them, so they'll keep voting for us.
Yes, keep it up, guys. Keep it up.
It's one of those circle things that you...
Ross and John of the Great SEO 101 Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Since they're kissing up, we got to kiss up. You know how that works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fantastic site. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. Right. If I was ever going to switch hosts, I would look at them.
There we go. about here. I'm sorry, people. I'm hoping you're getting some benefit from this show. We'll do our best.
It's like close to the holiday for us. I know you're on holiday. You have a holiday today, don't you?
Yeah, it's a holiday here, although I'm working it.
Ross is working on a holiday. We got 4th of July coming up, so expect it to be a crazy show today.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm melting and I'm hungry.
And probably drinking.
Water. I have to. It pretty much goes in and comes right out. This sweats out.
Yeah, thank you so much for that visual.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Well, on that note, let's take a quick break and reset. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANG digital.com.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is authoritylabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is authoritylabs.com.
Your mission, initiate internet marketing measures. Your arsenal, the weapons of mass marketing. Weapons of mass marketing. On demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Of course, I couldn't get anything done without my little boy here, Xander. So, Xander, what's your favorite toys these days?
I like the Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars, yes. See, I just couldn't resist. I had a little guy come in here and wondering what Daddy's doing in his office.
Very good. Awesome. I was just thinking, we were talking about how the host Diamond picked our authorship show as one of the best for June 2013. Pretty sure this one's not going to get nominated for anything.
No, it won't. It won't. Really won't. Although, it might when we start talking about Alta Vista. I mean, come on. That is just, it tugs everyone's heartstrings.
Hold on. I still have to edit this show down now, guys. Come on. You got a chance.
There's still more to go. We got all kinds of cool stuff about video SEO coming up, so maybe that'll redeem us.
Okay, well, let's just do our little ode to Alta Vista. I'm going to miss it. I'll never see it anymore.
I'll tell you
what. It was nice to know it was there.
The article that Danny wrote that was like a eulogy for Alta Vista was amazing. If you haven't read it yet, I don't remember if it was on Marketing Land or Search Engine Land, but it's great. You should read it.
It's Search Engine Land, yeah.
Yeah.
A eulogy for Alta Vista, the Google of its time. I'm looking forward to reading it.
That's a great read. And the other thing, today, Google Reader goes 6 foot under. Today's the day that Google Reader is dead. So it's gone. Alta Vista's gone on July 8th, which is like, what, a week away?
And there's a great infographic. I posted it on our Google Plus page, I believe, that basically is the graveyard of dead Google products. And you go read through that. There's some stuff like, oh, yeah, I remember that. There's some pretty interesting stuff in there. And it's the graveyard's pretty big. They got a lot of dead stuff.
Well, you know, I just remember all the days of marketing on AltaVista.digital.com.
Digital.com. Who owns Digital.com now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Did Yahoo get it when they bought the whole deal? It did.
That's a good question. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, I thought, when did the Yahoo, or when did AltaVista leave? I sound silly here, but I thought, didn't Disney buy AltaVista at one point? Or
no, so AltaVista was with Digital.com. It was AltaVista.digital.com. Then
yeah.
Digital.com finally got a hold of AltaVista.com, launched it on its own. Not long after that, somebody bought all of Digital.com, and then later Yahoo bought all of that, including AltaVista. I don't know if Disney ever had it. They might have somewhere there, but I don't remember that. I just know those three. There might have been some in the middle somewhere.
Okay. Well, that done, I think you said something about video, so let's give some people something.
Well, before we do the video, I also have to say something else that we lost this week that just really pisses me off. All right.
Yes.
So one of my favorite tools, and with all the different search queries that you can do in Google to find like site colons and link colons, all that stuff, I loved using the tilde search to find semantic words. You know, semantic words as Google relates them. So tilde is the little squiggly line. And if you put the little squiggly line in front of a search phrase, the little squiggly line, the tilde, is actually a scientific notation for approximately, right? So if you search for cars, and then you look at your search result, the word cars was bolded all over the page. Wherever the word cars shows up, it's bolded in your search results. If you put tilde cars, which means approximately cars, it would also show you all the semantic, it would also bold all the semantic words on the page. So you could see automobile, believe it or not, you'd see brands sometimes, like Toyota would show up. So there was all kinds of trucks would show up, so it would show you all the semantic language around the word car, so you could do that research. They took it away. Tilde search is gone now. You can't do it. Now if you do tilde cars, it just shows cars. Pisses me off, because I love that tool, and now it's gone. And they say it's because it used so much data, they now can index more pages, that it's gone. And I'm not sure how that works, but I'd rather have my tilde back.
So. Welcome to Parent-Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Sorry.
Apparently the feature didn't get much usage. Well, it got used by the important people, right?
Yeah, us and librarians.
Yes. anyway, I don't know. I don't like all this cutting they're doing, but I guess that's age, right? We don't like changing.
Yes, I know. It kind of reminds me when they got rid of the plus symbol. You know, when you can do a search.
Oh.
Show me. Yeah.
That cheesed me off to no end.
Yeah, well, this one does me.
Yeah.
So now we're even.
All right. So let's look at some video SEO here.
All right, and this was kind of to me, it was kind of kicked off in my mind today because there was a really great infographic that came out. I found it on an infographic journal about online video consumption, and just some of the data in here is just really interesting. About as far as you know, just read some of this infographic. 78% of people watch online video at least once a week. 55% watch online videos every day. That's amazing to me. Just the amount of video usage happening out there online is just unbelievable. And I think a lot of that is due to mobile and people getting rid of cable subscriptions and moving this to companies like Hulu and Netflix online, those kind of things. I think that's driving a lot of it. This is also cool. Percentage of consumers watching full-length movies and television series on a tablet grew in 2012 was 27%. Now it's 33%. So a third of consumers watch full-length movies or television series on tablets. I mean, video is, if you're not already there, you need to be in video somehow. The problem with video, though, is not necessarily hard, but it's expensive to create. So to me, for the standard small business or the SEO just getting involved in all this stuff, video is not cheap to create in a lot of cases. There are some ways you can do it cheaply. Some online tools we're just doing, like there's some free tools that can do desktop capture in a video, so you can do a video of, you know, how Excel works, and you can do it online on your desktop, and it captures it, and you can publish it as a video. But full out video production is expensive stuff.
Yeah, no. I like doing the more casual stuff and such, but no, not the fancy dancy stuff. Although, you know, really, you don't need to do the fancy stuff if you want stuff to work online. I mean, in fact, yeah. I think people find that the fancy stuff less endearing than more casual, great information.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a game changer at this point. One of the infographic data points here that says Cisco, the router people, expect video to account for 57% of its internet traffic by 2015, four times as much as regular web browsing, which is amazing to me. So let's see.
I'm just trying to set my boy up here so he can hear us. One sec here.
That's all right. So some of the standard things you hear about YouTube, they're over a billion unique users now. Right. What is it? 500 years of video watched every day on Facebook, not just YouTube, but on Facebook. And there's
Watching stuff on Facebook. I mean, I don't mind little clips, but anything longer than that is just ridiculous.
Yeah. 700 YouTube videos are shared on Twitter every minute, which is amazing. And the average YouTube visitor watches 388 minutes of video every month.
Well, you know, before we end the show, let's give a few tips on video SEO.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the first thing is one thing that very few people do, because it does take a lot of time. They're a brilliant way of creating a content that Google can easily index from your video. Otherwise, I do believe they're getting better at voice recognition and such, but it's only going to be done to the stuff that's most important and most relevant, right?
Right.
So pay someone to do some translation for you, and I know they'll do it. If it's something in particular value, it's going to help that video be found. For sure. But the other thing is the text around the video where it's being embedded in the page. That's going to say
absolutely.
A lot about what the text, about the video, and that's really what's going to help get it placed at this point.
Yeah, titles are important. They really, really like good, comprehensive descriptions around your video. So those are really important. One of the things that I know that really helps is they really like videos that drive traffic to other videos. So one of the things that it was last year or the year before at SMX Advanced, I heard someone talking about video, and they did a research study that basically showed that 70% of the video traffic, the views of your videos, comes from the related video stream that goes down the right-hand side. And that's videos that drive traffic to other videos. They actually have a tool. If you go to youtube.com/keyword_tool, and this tool is great if you don't know about it, because it basically helps you find words and phrases and topics that you can create a video of that will really do well in the related video section of that stream. So we're getting rid of the Google AdWords keyword tool, but this keyword tool is outstanding, and especially if you're doing video optimization. You want to go to this tool, and you want to understand how your videos or the topics that you could create videos around that will be shared frequently, because those are going to do well. There's all kinds of things that people have talked about. Of course, the likes and favorites will do better in the search. Regular content posting, just like with organic search, the more you post, the more content you add, the better you're going to do overall. What else do you know as far as video optimization?
I think that it pretty much covered my knowledge of it. I mean, ages ago I wrote something on video, but frankly I haven't done any in quite a while.
And apparently now the video responses, when you get people to do video responses instead of just commenting, that helps, that shows interaction. And again, it's one of those things where you're creating videos that drive traffic to other videos, because video responses do that as well. And embeds, if you can get people to embed your video off-site, that will have an impact. The more embeds you have will have a small impact on how well you do in search as well.
I guess you could incentivize embed. I wonder if they've ever tried doing any kind of a contest. You know how people like on Facebook. I wonder if there's a way to do a contest where you embed this and you get a submission.
That's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting because I know because they have the analytics built into YouTube that you can click down and see, and it shows the number of beds. But I don't know if you can get the actual data of where those embeds are located. So how would you track that? That's interesting. But you can do things like the other things, like, you know, if you do a video comment, you can have a contest that way. If you put it in a playlist, because adding your videos into playlists also helps your rank in the YouTube search. That'd be ways to do those different kinds of things around a contest.
Mm-hmm. I think video is one of those things a lot of people probably put off. I mean, I know I put it off. There's a ton of stuff I'd love to do in video. I just don't get around to it.
I totally agree. I think you know, there's a lot of things happening in search right now, the way user behaviors out there on the line. If you've seen have you seen the internship yet, Ross?
No.
That's the big joke in there. The guy doesn't know how to say online. He says on the line. It's great. But there's a lot of things happening online. The user behavior is changing dramatically. Mobile, social, much, much more video being consumed that really should be taken into consideration, you know, in our space. And video SEO has been a subset of SEO for many, many years, but I think it's becoming more and more important now. And we shouldn't ignore it the way we have been.
Well, the one thing I would like to do in a future show, for sure, is focus on mobile.
Absolutely.
Not yet. And there's a lot that small business and medium-sized, I don't know how, all levels, but definitely small and medium-sized, which I know is the bulk of our listeners, would really, really find interesting.
Well, the one thing that came out of SMX Advance, the main thing for me anyway, came out of SMX Advance this year was related to mobile, was that if your site is not, we talked about this I think on the last show, but it's worth repeating. If your site is not mobile friendly, you will not do well in mobile search. So they're going to, you know, you're not going to rank as well if your site is not mobile friendly. And more people are searching a mobile search. In some categories, it's 50-60% of the searches happening in your category are happening on mobile devices. Google itself, on Google.com, 25% of their searches are mobile for mobile devices. So it's huge. You're right. That's a great topic for a whole show.
Well, let's take a quick break and we get back. Let's see if we can get in a question and answer before we head out.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
My name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge
of
the Superior Court in California.
Answered.
Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, that usage in this country has gone up by about 4,000%? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link-building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office Hours with Vanessa Fox, on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, over the break, we were looking for a few good questions to answer. We've actually answered most of them, so thank you for posting them, but we need more.
So what I actually did is I went back to Facebook and I found a question we hadn't answered, but it was asked a while back, we haven't had one asked there since June 10th. That's like closing in on a month ago. So everybody's either migrating to Google Plus or they've just completely forgot about Facebook page for us. But the Google Plus community is rocking. We are closing in. We've surpassed 900 members. We're closing in on the four figure. So we're rocking there. It rocks. And that thing's only been on, the 6 months, maybe seven months we've had the Google Plus community up?
Six would be my guess.
It rocks. So we did have a question earlier in the month from Adam Warman. And he said, hey, guys, do you know of a good tool for SEO reporting that's highly automated? We'd like to spend as little time as possible entering data and more time doing the work if possible. Thanks. So that would be a great question for you because I know you work around this reporting a lot. So what tools are you using, Russ?
Well, I don't personally do the reporting, but I do. We did do a lot of research to find one we liked. And I know Scott, who does handle the reporting in the house, isn't. So far, SpyFu is the system we're using. They have a pretty decent tool, and it's quite affordable, so we've been using that.
All right.
I think if I could take the time, that's the thing, is the time involved in testing software and entering everything is not. The one that I would probably try is Advanced Web Ranking. The only thing with it is I believe it's an on-site system, so it's not software as a service as a result.
It is software as a service because we actually have a subscription to that. So just we use it for is keyword tracking for certain categories. The one that I saw recently that I had demoed that just doesn't work for us because of its model is the BrightEdge platform. I really did like it for if I was working with clients, but since we're a news organization and we really can't, you know, predict keywords, we don't need to track keywords over time. So when an event happens, we want to do well with that event and the search terms around that event, but it's most of the time those events are short-lived. So long-term tracking of keywords in that space doesn't really work for us. But it had a really great platform, really, really good reports. So if I was doing work, you know, personally for clients, I might look at BrightEdge as a tracking and reporting tool.
Yeah, the only thing that gives me the willies, never fails, is when I go to these places like this and they don't have pricing. You need to request a demo. It always tells me it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, BrightEdge is not cheap.
There you go.
Yeah.
Enterprise grade, so small business is going to have a time.
Exactly.
SpyFu was...
it's not cheap though either. but again, we needed a big system, but nothing like Bright Edge. I mean, or these big guys. I mean, they get we're trying to go as cheap as we could while providing good results. I mean, really, I'll stress this: the only reason we're providing the reports really is because clients want to see them. Ranking reports just don't mean enough anymore. I mean, it's too subjective, based on personalization, all this stuff. You just don't know exactly what people are seeing anyway.
So the best reporting tool to gather data is Google Analytics.
Or whatever analytics program you've got, but Google Analytics tends to be
Google Analytics is the best of the analytics for this, so I'm saying Google. I'm sticking with Google Analytics.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you can build some pretty cool reports in there that are automated that tie back to specific search terms. Plus, now that you can integrate Google Webmaster Tools data, though I'm not sure how that integration into reporting yet, but you can get impression data, average ranking data directly from Google. So there's some great, Google Webmaster Tools, Google Analytics can combine to give you all the data you need for a really good report, in my opinion. Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to end the show.
And those are both free.
Yeah, so I hope that helped you out, Adam. But if you have any other questions or you find one you really like that we didn't mention, please, by all means, let us know. We'd love to announce it on the air because, frankly, if someone gets it right, it's pretty rare.
That is true. Here's one thing I'm going to say. It's not launched yet, but Moz Analytics is coming out. And when I was in Seattle, I got a preview of Moz Analytics, and it's pretty freaking cool. It ties into Google Analytics. You have to have Google Analytics on your site, but it also ties into all the Moz data, everything they do, social media tracking. It's pretty freaking cool, and they're going to make it pretty affordable. So when that launches, I would definitely be taking a look at that.
Yeah, they tend to do it right. Right now, actually, Brasco mentioned that they were having some problems with their tools right now. They're offline. They announced it over Twitter, so I guess I'm sure it's temporary. These guys have pretty amazing.
I think they said 80% of their staff are like, literally 80% of their staff are like coders and product developers, so they'll be on top of it.
It's a bit heady, isn't it, how much they've grown? But Well, on behalf of myself and all our awesome people running the show, Mr. John Garcut. Geez, that sounds like I said Garcut. I really do need a food.
No, we're supposed to be kissing up to the hosting, Dime Host, not me, all right?
Oh, that's right. Yes. We couldn't do it without you, Dime Host. Host Dime. There we go. We can't even say their names. There we go.
Yeah.
That's going to work well. Thank you for joining us today, everyone. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook page at facebook.com/SEO101podcast. But obviously, we are doing a lot on our Google Plus community page. So please do go there, Google Plus, and just type in SEO 101. You'll see it come up in the community section. We check it every week. In fact, a few times a week, so we can actually answer questions on the fly. So, thanks very much for joining us.
The community will answer questions on the fly, too, so... jump right in there.
All right. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.